Welcome to Let's Talk Friends, the podcast where two newbies and two superfans come together to explore one of the most iconic TV shows of all time, Friends. We are your hosts, Daisy and Martin.
Hey, guys.
Neither of us have ever seen an episode of Friends until now.
Today, our Friends experts will be with us every step of the way, providing insight and their seasoned opinions on this episode. Welcome to today's episode, Rosalba and Ariana.
Hello.
Thank you both for joining us. Rosalba is a Friends biggest fan. She has seen this show multiple times.
Hi, everybody. Yeah, I started watching it years ago. It just kind of, you know, started watching it on TV and then kind of got hooked in it. I've had this whole entire series maybe twice, or purchased the whole entire series twice. It's just one of those shows that you just keep watching, can't ever get bored of it. It's always a whole different experience every time you watch it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So would you say you watched it when it was first on TV live, or did you watch it after? Because I mean, I don't remember watching it when it came on. 1994, 1995, you would have been very young. I don't remember you seeing that.
No, I was definitely in my late teens. At least.
So it was probably the reruns?
It was probably the reruns because I had to be, I was like 18, 19.
When you first started watching it.
When I started watching it. And just got hooked on it. And it was just something that I just watched it to 24/7 at some point. Then I was gifted my first, back then it was like the whole DVDs. So it was a box of every single season.
Yeah.
And then the rest of the family started watching it and were to ask me to borrow them until they got lost. You guys lost them, messed them up.
Not you guys, because I never watched the show.
Okay, for the rest of the family, they lost them and messed them up.
Yeah.
And then...
So you rebought them.
The second... It was a gift as well.
Oh.
Hmm. And this time it was in Blu-ray. Because, you know, wow. It has to be a different experience. Yes.
Right.
Was it a different experience?
I never really saw much of a difference.
Oh, okay.
Now, would you say there was deleted scenes on there too? Or it was just the show? Oh, was there?
Yeah, there is. I've seen... I think a lot of cuts of it. There's some that there definitely do make more cuts on.
Yeah. I want to buy the whole season, like the whole series.
I keep pushing her to buy the box set. It's on Amazon.
I want to buy it because I want to you borrow it, but I need it back.
Oh, we'll take care of it.
Incomplete. Like, don't mess them up.
So you actually have them still?
I still have them.
Oh. Oh, okay. Okay.
I have all of them.
I do want to, like, I want to get it because I want to see the deleted scenes. Because I know there some episodes have deleted scenes. And yeah, I'm curious to see what was deleted. So I might buy it. If not, then I'll borrow it from you.
So do you still watch Friends as of now?
You know what? No. But I really don't watch TV anymore. Or sometimes I just have it in the background.
To go to sleep.
Yeah, basically.
Okay. Yeah, that's always good.
It's like one of those shows that you could just put on and it just kind of relaxes you.
Yeah.
Because I know I do that and I've said it multiple times and I say this all the time. I do that with Roseanne. Like that's one show that since I already seen it, I already know what happens. I could put it in the background. You don't have to pay attention. Mm-hmm. You just put it in the background and just kind of relaxes you and just go to sleep. I know that's what I do with that.
You know, I think Friends and Roseanne... and maybe like one or two other shows that I've actually seen from like beginning to end. The rest of them, I do watch. I start a lot of them. I just never finish them.
Well, Full House is another one that I put in the background too. Like I fall asleep to Roseanne in the background. And then like if sometimes I wake up in the middle of the night and I put on Full House and then I fall asleep again. Because I know that show also. So those are my top two, I guess, that I could watch in the background and I don't have to really watch. I just have it playing.
I would say Friends, Roseanne, and Gilmore Girls.
I never really watched Gilmore Girls either.
Mm-mm, me neither.
I've seen a few episodes here and there.
It's a nice one. It's a it's another like life that you could kind of relate to at some point, even though the relationship between the mom and the daughter, it's very unique. They're very close bonded, but a lot of the situations is like, okay, I could see it.
Okay. Another show that I started watching that I've never watched, and I heard it's an older show too. It was late 90s or no, early 90s maybe, is Seinfeld. Started watching that.
Yeah. Oh, Seinfeld's awesome.
Yeah, I got her out to Seinfeld.
Yeah, I started watching
Seinfeld, that too. Frasier.
I haven't seen that one. Oh, Frasier's a good one. Seinfeld, I did. I think we're in like season 4 maybe. It's pretty good so far.
They actually showed the lady from Frasier, the one with the English accent. I forgot her name.
Daphne?
Yeah, Daphne. They showed her on Seinfeld. Seinfeld. You didn't know.
And you know who else it came on Seinfeld? That is in Friends.
On today's episode, actually, she's on there.
Yeah, Janice. Janice, she comes on that mm-hmm. one.
Janice.
All right, so let's get started with this.
All right, today's episode is season 1, episode 14, called The One with the Candy Hearts. It's aired on February 9th, 1995.
The synopsis. On Valentine's Day, Ross meets his ex-wife while on his first date in 9 years. The girls rebel by burning mementos of past relationships. At Central Perk, Ross sees a beautiful woman at the counter. Joey and Chandler are trying to encourage him to go talk to her. Ross tells them that she barely knows him and they only live in the same building. Chandler asks him if he's had any contact with her. Ross replies that she lent him an egg. Joey thinks that's enough for him to be in. Ross is a little apprehensive, but the woman turns around and says, "Hi, Ross." Ross stutters and says, "Hey." Chandler is still trying to encourage him to go talk to her. He tells him that the Rachel thing is not happening and his ex-wife is a lesbian. He tells him he doesn't need a third reason. Joey asks the waitress for an egg and encourages Ross to take the egg to her. Ross thinks it's insane, but eventually goes. Joey then asks Chandler if he thinks it'll work. Chandler replies, "No, it's suicide. The man's got an egg."
You guys think it was a good idea for the egg?
I don't know. I see they're thinking and mm-hmm. trying to help him, but that was kind of...
I think it was more of just to have a reason to do it or to go up there. They knew it was kind of like, but at the same time, you think about it, it's kind of cute.
Yeah, I think it's like so
if I gave someone an egg and they're like, "Oh, well, you know, here it's back just to have an excuse to come and talk to you." Mm-hmm. Like, okay, I'll take my egg back.
But it's weird because you're at this coffee place.
That's why.
Where the hell did you get an egg?
That's why. Like, it shows that effort. You know, like, he went out of his way to go ask for an egg to just come talk to him, you know?
Yeah.
You know? I guess, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I think it was,
I guess that's true.
Like, for Ross, I feel like that's like a soul Ross thing
something
to do.
Something he would do, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so then we have the opening credits. We start the episode. Some time has passed. They're still at Central Perk. All the friends are there. Ross is still talking to the woman. Monica's talking to Phoebe, telling her that she cannot do this. Rachel wants to know what she's talking about. And Monica tells her that Roger wants to take Phoebe out.
Oh, I hate that guy.
Rachel agrees. She asks her if she doesn't remember why she dumped him. Phoebe replies because he's creepy and mean and a little frightening. But it's nice to have a date for Valentine's Day.
But that's no reason. I mean, I know it's Valentine's Day, but like to get Roger back? I don't know.
I don't know. Sometimes, like, it's the pressure of the holiday. Like, you want someone.
I'd rather be alone.
But
not only that, all the friends don't like him.
Yeah, if you think about it, all the friends are single at this episode.
Oh, yeah.
They are all single. All of them.
Rachel asks the guys what they are doing tomorrow. Joey states that tomorrow night depends on how today goes. Both Joey and Chandler are going on a double date, but at this point, Chandler doesn't know with who. He wants to bail, but Joey convinces him not to. He tells him that she's needy and she's vulnerable. I'm thinking cha-ching. Rachel throws a roll at him. He then picks it up and eats it. Ross comes back to where the friends are and tells them that the woman he was talking to said yes. Chandler tells him, way to go, and they hug. Then we hear like a crunch. Chandler asked, still got the egg, huh?
That roll looked really good. I would eat it too if I was Joey. No?
The thing that I found weird was, why does he have the egg back? Why didn't she take it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, because she, I don't think egg. He ever, I mean, he didn't give it to her.
But he went up, didn't he?
Yeah, he did go up. It was, I guess it was just like a reason to go up to her, like, here, I got
you. It was kind of like an what's that word I'm looking for? Not encouragement, but
it's like a reason. Just a reason. A reason to have to go see her or talk to her. But yeah, he should have just left it at the counter. Why is he still carrying it? Yeah,
either at the counter or...
Why did he put it in his coat? Just give it back, I guess. I don't know.
That sucks. He was wearing a suit, so now he has to get it cleaned.
But we didn't see the egg actually cracked. So was it in his suit or did he have it in his hand?
No, I think he had it in his
pocket. Because when they walked away, he had his hand still on there and he didn't let it go. Yeah. They kind of just walked away together
like this. Yeah, him and Chandler, they were walking away together.
With it, his hand in his, like on his back. I guess they wanted us to think that the egg was in his hand and he had it on his back. Maybe. Because he never let go of the hand never let go of his back.
Yeah. It makes sense because when the scene opened again, he was talking to her with the egg in his hand.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did.
Okay. Yeah.
At a restaurant, Joey and Chandler are waiting on their dates to show up. Joey wants to make sure he looks good by using the reflection on a knife. He asks Chandler how he looks. Chandler pretends like he's going to give him feedback, but instead he tells him he doesn't care. Joey's date shows up. Her name is Lorraine. She says, hi, Joey. Well, well, look what we brought. Very nice. Chandler replies, and what did you bring? She tells him she's checking her coat and tells Joey she's going to wash her cab smell off her hands.
That's so weird. Like, what's a cab smell?
Like the cab.
But like, was she like touching around and stuff? Well, I guess you gotta watch.
It's dirty. I think just saying that it's dirty. She's been like in a cab.
Okay, and this is like pre-COVID and stuff. So
technically, you have to wash your hands before you go. You know, before you eat something.
Yeah. I guess you can tell who's the one that doesn't wash their hands here. Yeah, oopsie.
Wash your hands more.
Gross. She asks him to order her a Zinfandel and a glass of red for Janice. Chandler questions Janice. Lorraine leaves. Joey says, it can't be the same Janice. At the same time, Janice enters and says, oh my God. Chandler angrily says, hey, it's Janice. In the bathroom, Chandler is telling Joey that he's going to make a break for it and he's going out the window. And at this time, he was like hitting his head against the wall.
Oh, yeah.
Joey tells him, no, don't. I've been waiting forever to go out with Lorraine. And tells him to calm down. Chandler replies, calm down, calm down. You set me up with a woman that I've dumped twice in the last 5 months. Joey can't use the bathroom when he's nervous.
Yeah, you can't pee when somebody's talking to you. Like, it's distracting.
Chandler goes behind him and yells, come on, do it, go.
That's come even on. Weirder.
Yeah.
But did you know, I don't know, it was like, paying attention to the wrong thing in that scene, but why is he sticking out so much out of the stall?
Yeah,
it's supposed to be a stall, right? Because you're supposed to walk in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
and he's like far away. He's like away from the by the door, a little outside.
Yeah,
door.
And you can notice his body's kind of curved, kind of like just like leaning in. You
know? Oh, so he has his bottom body in,
yeah. Like he's not even like inside still, the stall the whole way.
Yeah,
I feel like it's still like out.
Like you, it's like it's not a urinal; it's a stall.
Yeah,
but he's like out of it.
Yeah,
maybe he's trying to go for distance. You know, like that's playing the game. No.
Yeah, no.
Okay. And technically, if you're gonna go to a stall, don't you want to close the door
for the? Not for us men.
I mean, no, but if he's saying like he's, you know, if you go to sleep, it's a little bit for more, a little bit privacy. At least he hopes it. You know, you can't pee
with people talking to you, then you should probably close
the door. Close the stall, yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. And he could have been talking. He could have still been talking to Chandler from outside. But I guess then the part where Chandler's yelling at him wouldn't work.
Yeah. In that case, then why didn't you do it in the your urinal?
Yeah.
Because there are some stalls with no doors in men's room.
But I think this one did have a door.
Oh, it did have a door.
This one does have a door.
Well, some guys do leave it open, too.
Oh, that's weird. Then use a urinal, then.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it's occupied. If you're just peeing. This one was a small bathroom.
Stop protecting them.
I have to. I'm the only one, only male here.
All right. At the girls' apartment, all three girls are there. They're talking about all the bad luck they've had with men. Rachel states Roger was creepy, but he was nothing compared to Pete Carney. Monica wants to know which one was Pete Carney, and Rachel replies, Pete the Weeper. Tells her, remember that guy who used to cry every time we had sex? She then imitates him. Was it good for you?
You could do it.
Go ahead, Rosalie. You could do it this time.
It's like I know some of the lines before you even say them.
I know. I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Monica says, I'll take crying any day over Howard, that I win guy. She imitates him. I win.
I went out with him for 2 months and I get to win once.
That's both really weird. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Rachel says, how did we end up with these jerks? We're good people. Monica says, I don't know. Maybe we're some kind of magnets. Phoebe says, I know I am. That's why I can't wear a digital watch.
There's more beer left, right?
Monica wants to know if there's more beer. If there's more beer.
I didn't really get that.
Yeah. I was a little confused. Like, does she think that Phoebe drank all the beer and that's why she...
Yeah, because basically it's like that it's just such a random thing to say. Like, are you drunk already? Like, is there no more beer left? Did you drink it all?
At first I was confused.
But for Phoebe, it's not very... out of this world, because she does always say all these weird random things.
I would see if a normal person said that.
Phoebe, everything goes for her too. Phoebe says that her friend Abby, who shaves her head, said she can break the bad boyfriend cycle by doing a cleansing ritual. She suggests that they do it tomorrow night on Valentine's Day. It's perfect, she says. Monica wants to know what kind of ritual. Phoebe says they can burn the stuff they gave them. Rachel asks if there's anything else they can do. Phoebe says they can chant and dance around naked with sticks. Monica and Rachel agree that burning is good.
That's like witchcraft.
Didn't she say like kind of like it's normal? They could chant naked.
Yeah.
Like she's done that's it before. That's another good suggestion. And they're like, no, we'll do the burning thing.
And what would that do? Would that do the same thing? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's what they're going with.
There's two options.
Okay.
Back at the restaurant, Joey, Lorraine, Chandler, and Janice are at the table. Joey and Lorraine are seated very close together, and Janice and Chandler are sitting far apart from each other. Lorraine is very flirtatious. She tells him that she was able to pick up quarters with her toes since she was little. Gross. Joey tells her, good for her. And then he jumps suddenly and wants to know if it's quarters or rolls of quarters. Cochina.
The rolls of quarters would be really heavy.
Very talented.
She's very talented, yeah.
Good for her.
Janice tells Chandler that she cut him out of her picture, so if he wants, she has a bag with just his head. Chandler says that's okay. She tells him he can make little puppets out of them and use them in his theater of cruelty. Lorraine whispers something in Joey's ear. Joey states they can't do that. Joey wants to talk to Chandler and they leave the table. Joey tells him that we are leaving now. Chandler says, tell me it's you and me, we. Joey replies, she wants to slather my body with stuff and then lick it off.
I don't even know what slathering is, but I want to be part of it.
Yeah. She says, I'm not even sure what slathering is, but I definitely want to be a part of it. Chandler tells him that he can't do that to him, and it seems like Joey agrees to not leave, but overhears Lorraine ordering 3 chocolate mousses to go, and Joey decides to leave. He leaves his credit card and tells Chandler dinner is on him. Chandler tells Janice that Joey is a stupid man for leaving his credit card and offers to buy another drink. Janice tells him she wants a drink. Chandler orders a bottle of the most overpriced champagne. Janice says, each. Chandler adds a Rob Roy, which I looked up because I didn't know what it was. And it's a cocktail made of whiskey and vermouth. And vermouth is some type of wine.
Oh, I was confused about that.
Because he just wants to know.
Yeah.
Kind of like me. I want to know. Now I want to know.
Right. We should go order one.
I'm not really a whiskey person.
Also, Janice, she says a bottle each. Like, you think that was her plan? Or, like, future event, you think that was her plan? Like, I don't know. A bottle's a little bit too much.
No, it's more of, like,
just trying to get back at them.
Yeah, they ditched us.
Just to get back at them.
Okay.
Use his money. In Chandler's bedroom, we see someone's hand on his chest. He wakes up, rolls over, and to see who that hand belongs to, and sees Janice, and he is shocked. Janice says, "Happy Valentine's Day."
Oh, wow, you do that so well. That was on point.
A little bit more nasally. In the hallway, Chandler is trying to get Janice out of his apartment. Janice says, "Oh, I miss you already. Can you believe this happened?" Chandler says, "No, no, and yet it did. Goodbye, Janice." Janice wants a kiss and kisses him. Monica comes out. She realizes it's Janice and calls for Rachel. Then Monica runs back inside. Joey returns from his night out with Lorraine and notices Janice. Monica returns and is on the phone with Ross and gives the phone to Janice. Now all the friends are making fun of Chandler because they didn't expect to see her, you know, after him dumping her twice already.
Yeah. Or like in the beginning when Monica comes down and she's like, "Oh, I'm sorry," because not realizing it's Janice. Mm-hmm. And then when she realizes it's her, she's like, "Oh,
Janice."
Sorry, like, sorry, Chandler. What are you doing?
And that's funny. Like, he was like literally pushing her out the door.
Yeah.
Because he wanted her to leave as fast as.
That's funny.
Because, you know, he's embarrassed to have.
Nice girl, but like, if she didn't have that laugh or that voice, maybe she would have been a little bit better.
Do you think that's the issue with her? That's why he doesn't really like her?
I think it's her personality altogether.
Like she's too much for him? Too hyper?
Oh, okay.
Maybe. I think her voice just adds on to it. Like,
that'd probably be my only thing.
Really? I don't know. She just seems too, like, you're mine now.
Very clingy, for sure.
Yeah. Oh, clingy, yeah.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. No, and to add to that, like, it could be, like, a one night stand, but
she's not gonna see it that way.
No, it's like it's a relationship. Like she thinks they're in a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Are they getting back together? Yeah,
and they're getting.
I thought.
Oh yeah, that part was a little weird. I guess
automatically we're together.
We're Valentine's,
and that's probably why he doesn't. You know, because she is very clingy.
Yeah.
At the restaurant, Ross is there with his date. Ross is talking about dogs, and he then regrets saying what he was saying and notices Carol and Susan coming in. They sit across from them. Ross tells his date that the blonde is his ex-wife, and the woman touching her is her close personal friend. She says, "You mean lovers?" He replies, "If you want to put a label on it." She wants to know if there's anything else she should know. He replies, nope, nope, that's it. Then Carol takes off her coat and clearly looks pregnant. He tells her she's pregnant with his baby. He always forgets about that part. He waves and says hello to Carol and Susan.
How could he forget about that part?
I think it's just the fact that he's nervous. I mean, you have to think about it. This is his first date after his marriage ended. So getting back into the dating scene, it's a whole different ballpark after that. You know, like, and then having to do that and have, you know, be in this moment where you're already nervous as it is, and then to have to see your ex-wife with the reason why you guys are not together, which is Susan.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like the awkwardness and I see why he forgot to, well, maybe not forgot, but it's just like at that moment, like.
Yeah. At the girls' apartment, they are ready for their boyfriend bonfire. Phoebe says that they need sage branches and sacramental wine. Monica replies that all she has is oregano and fresca. Phoebe says, that's okay. And they need semen of a righteous man. Rachel replies that if they had that, they wouldn't be doing this ritual in the first place.
True.
Monica asks if they can just start throwing things in. Phoebe says, okay, and throws the directions in there.
Oh my God.
She's like, oh, okay. They start throwing stuff in. Rachel throws Barry's letters and Adam Ritter's boxer shorts. Phoebe throws in a receipt for her dinner with Nokolulu on
I was trying to look at you and see if you actually get that.
I wanted to do it, but I'm like, I don't know if it's going to come out as cool as Phoebe, but
it was okay.
I tried.
It was good.
Oh, and then I, you know, it says it's a receipt for her dinner with the guy. So does this mean that she paid her for her own dinner? Because she didn't say it's for our dinner.
Yeah.
You know, with the guy. It's for her dinner. So I'm like, oh, no wonder why they're not together probably. Yeah. She had to pay for her own dinner.
Yeah.
Monica shows them a picture of Scotty Jared naked, and he's apparently hairy because Rachel thinks he's wearing a sweater. Both Rachel and Phoebe say ew. Finally, Rachel throws in the last of Paolo's grappa, which is also alcohol.
Okay.
Monica tries to stop her, but it's too late. She throws the alcohol in the fire, and a burst of flame shoots up from it.
This kind of irked me in a way. Like, why in the living room?
Yeah, why aren't they in the balcony? Like,
yeah, the balcony is a good spot. That was my thought. I'm
like,
why don't
they go to the balcony? Not only that, but like later in the scene, maybe I should just wait.
Okay, you could say it later. But yeah, like my thought when they were doing it, I'm like, why can't they go outside? They have a balcony.
Yeah.
They could have just went out there if they're going to be throwing all these things in.
Right.
Fire. Just the fire in it. But, yeah.
Okay. At Central Perk, Chandler and Joey are there. Chandler is preparing to dump Janice again. Chandler asks, how can I dump this woman on Valentine's Day? Joey says, I don't know, you dumped her on New Year's. Chandler says, oh man, in my next life, I'm coming back as a toilet brush. Janice comes in and says, hello, funny Valentine. She looks at Joey and says, hello, Joey, our little matchmaker. I could kiss you all over.
And I'm gonna.
She kisses him all over and Chandler smiles. Joey is angry and tells Chandler if he doesn't do it, he will. At the restaurant, Ross is trying to get to know his date by asking questions. She asks her, what do you do for a living? She starts answering, but then Ross gets distracted and is watching Carol and Susan. He's not listening to her. Susan gets up and has to go. Carol is stranded. When he finally starts listening to the date again, she's saying, which is funny because that wasn't even my major. Ross realizes that she was expecting him to laugh, so he starts laughing hysterically. He then asked if it would be too weird to invite Carol over to join them because she's alone now and she's pregnant and she's sad. His date says, I guess. Russ says to Carol from across the table, are you sure? Want to come over and join us? Well, he asked the date, are you sure? But then right away says.
Yeah, yeah. So it was pretty much, it didn't really matter.
It right. didn't matter what yeah. she said. He wanted her to come join them.
That's funny, like he didn't pay attention, so he just like starts laughing.
And you know what's funny? Well, not funny, but you kind of do catch what she says. And I think, if I remember correctly, it's she teaches science, which it would have been perfect for Ross.
Oh,
I need to go back and
I don't think I heard what she was saying.
I think so, if I remember correctly, because I didn't, you know.
Yeah.
But I think she teaches science.
Okay. I'm gonna have to go back.
Kind of hear her saying teaching science. She's like, which is funny because that's something I wouldn't even majored in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which, if he would have been paying attention, you know.
Yeah.
Him laughing like that reminds me of myself. Whenever Daisy's saying something and I'm not paying attention.
Yeah. He does that a lot.
Hey. Oh, just one at a time, please.
He does do that. And you tell him something and then you're waiting for a response. And then he just looks at you and like kind of smiles. Yes. And like
he stares at you and then smiles.
And then I'm like.
Like, what if I called you ugly?
Are you listening? And then he's like, no, I don't know what you said. So why are you smiling? Why can't you just... Why can't you just say, I didn't hear you?
Like, yeah, I'd rather be nice and be like, oh,
that's
yeah.
That's not nice, though.
Oh.
No, it makes it worse.
Like, I'm waiting for you to say something.
It's like, it's something that needs a response, not a smile. I'm like, hey.
Yeah. I've done that a few times.
Oh, see? Thank you, Rosie.
I think that's rude. I think you should just say, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
I don't know what you said.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't want to do it more than 3 times. And that's how long it takes me sometimes.
Okay, I don't do that.
Oh, okay. I'm losing my hearing.
Your hearing?
Hearing.
He said hearing.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, damn.
Hearing.
Really okay. That.
In speech.
Yeah, apparently. All right, so all right, let's... Ross makes everyone scoot down so that Carol can sit next to them. He introduces him to his date. He says, Kristen Briggs... This is Carol Willick. Carol, Kristen. Carol teaches 6th grade, and Kristen, he doesn't remember because he wasn't paying attention, and continues, something that, funnily enough, wasn't even her major, because that's all he remembers.
Yeah. And
that's all he heard.
Yeah, and it's weird, like, he makes everybody scoot down. I wouldn't scoot down. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, no.
Well, that just shows that you're, I mean,
she's pregnant.
No, you can't make people, like, scoot down like that, especially at, like, a hibachi place like that. Yeah. Benihana's. That's a good place.
I've never been.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, all those are pretty good.
Yeah.
Okay. At Monica and Rachel's apartment, the firemen are there to handle the bonfire that got out of control. One of the firemen asks, what do we got there? The second fireman says, a piece of something, boxer shorts, greeting cards, and what looks like a half-charted picture. Wow, that guy is hairier than the chief.
Hmm.
Monica tries to explain what happened, but the fireman says, it's all right. You don't have to explain. This isn't the first boyfriend bonfire that we've seen get out of control. The other fireman says, you're the 3rd call today. And Valentine's Day is their busiest night of the year.
Oh, so all women do this then, on Valentine's Day.
Well, not all of them.
Oh.
They're just hoping for a better Valentine's Day the next year around. You didn't find it, like, odd that they did this bonfire. They poured this, like, pure alcohol on this trash can. And you could still make out what's in there.
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking. Oh, yes, yeah. I was thinking, like, how can you still see the picture would have been the first thing to go,
yeah,
to burn.
The picture, the boxers, and then the letters.
Because it's all paper and cloth.
Yeah, that would have been gone. That would have been gone. Maybe the boxers would have been
still a piece of it or something.
Yeah. And then you wouldn't be able to make out that they are boxers.
Yeah.
Just like some piece of cloth, maybe. But yeah, I thought that was funny.
And really going into it, who turned off the fire? Was it the firefighters or was it them?
I don't know. Because then the whole house would have been burnt. If they would have waited, yeah. If they would have waited for the firemen to come in.
But then why would they have to call the firemen?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Like, I think if they would have waited for the firemen to come to put out the fire, a lot more would have been burnt. It would have spread. At Central Perk, Janice tells Chandler that she brought him something. Chandler wants to know, is it loaded? Then realizes it's little candy hearts. They say Chan and Jan forever.
You should have done it in her voice.
Oh. Janice tells him that she had them made special. Chandler tells her there's no way for him to tell her this. At least there is no new way for him to tell her this. He just doesn't think things are going to work out. Chandler tells him, that's fine. Chandler is surprised and says, it is? She says, mm-hmm, because she knows that this isn't the end. He replies, oh, no, you see, actually, it is. And so here, I am actually going to quote their lines because I really like this whole scene, and I have to just say it word for word because I love this scene.
Make sure you use Janice's voice.
I don't know if I can, but... Okay. Janice says, no, it isn't because you won't let that happen. Don't you know it yet? You love me, Chandler Bing. Chandler says, oh, no, I don't. Janice replies, well, then ask yourself this. Why do you think we keep ending up together? New Year's, who invited who? Valentine's, who asked who into whose bed? Chandler replies, I did, but Janice cuts him and says, you seek me. Something deep in your soul calls out to me like a foghorn. Janice, you want me. You need me. You can't live without me. And you know it. You just don't know you know. See ya. She then kisses him passionately, then leaves. Chandler says, call me at the end.
That was a real passionate kiss.
It was. Yes. And yeah. He's just like completely like...
Shocked.
What confused. She said, it actually like got him thinking like...
Mm. Like he, yeah. Didn't, yeah.
Makes sense.
He didn't do notice. Do I really do like this lady? Like...
Yeah.
But I really like that scene.
Yeah.
At the restaurant, Ross and Carol are talking. Kristen is not there. Carol is saying she never called his mom a Wolverine. Ross says, yes, you did. I swear. Then notices that Kristen is not there. He questions how long she's been in the bathroom. Carol says, I don't think she's in the bathroom. Her coat is gone. He replies, maybe it's cold in there. Or maybe he screwed up his first date he's had in 9 years. Ross asks, if he really has to get on with his life, he suggests that they give it another chance, even though she's a lesbian. She says, we can just put that aside for now because we're great together. She's carrying his baby. How perfect is that? He tells her he loves her and they kiss.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, oh.
Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe a comeback's coming.
He, like, then she cheated on Susan.
Yeah.
I don't think that.
You don't see it as cheating?
No, it's not cheating.
It is she's
cheating.
With another. She has another relationship. Even though that was her husband at one point, that's not her husband anymore. And she has a partner. And you're going to kiss that way? It wasn't like a little kiss, like, you know, a little, you know, kiss on the lip. Like
after, like they have their heads against each other.
They were like head to head. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I mean, and I could see being friends with your ex, which, you know, it's good for your relationship, especially if you're going to have a kid together.
Yeah.
But to go to that extent to kiss someone.
Yeah.
I hope she tells Susan. Why are you? You're agreed. You're okay with that?
No, not that I'm okay with that. Because I mean, obviously, if I was Susan, I'd be mad.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, well, no, I would be mad. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, I don't know. I was like, wow.
But I thought it was just a nice scene, though. Like, it's helping. It's kind of giving, not giving him closure, but that push that it's like, dude, it's over. You need to move on.
How can you kiss someone like that and say it's over? I would think it would be even more, like, worse for him, because he's like, he still likes her. He still loves her. And you're going to go and kiss him like that and then think it's okay. Like
leading him on.
It's leading him on. I think it's making it worse.
No, but because she's not leading him on, because she's still telling him, like,
well, yeah,
after. Like, I love after. You. I love you and everything. And, you know, but we have to be realistic that you can't put a pin on this thing. Like, we can't ignore it and pretend like it's not there, because it's there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, I love you, and I love you as a, you know, a person, my ex-husband, the father of my child, but we have to be realistic, and we can't cover this up.
Mm.
Like, it's, you need to let it go and accept it.
Yeah, but why the kiss? But
He is asking for a lot. Like, I don't think you could change back.
Just switch up, like, okay.
Yeah, like, I'm not a lesbian anymore.
Right.
Okay, I'm into men again.
Yeah.
Carol tells him that she loves him too, but Ross says, no, but. Carol tells him that he will find someone, she knows he will. The right woman is waiting for him. Ross tells her that that's easy for her to say, because she found one already. She tells him, you need a woman who likes men and you'll be set. And Monica and Rachel's apartment, the girls are talking to the firemen. One of the firemen says, we get off around midnight. Why don't we pick you up then? Rachel replies, so you will bring the truck? The fireman says, I'll even let you ring the bell. Phoebe says, there you go. The cleansing works. Monica adds, they're nice guys. Rachel says, they are firemen guys. Out in the hallway, the firemen are talking. The first fireman says, you guys tell them you're married? The second fireman says, no way. The third fireman says, are you kidding? My girlfriend doesn't know. I'm not going to tell them. And so the third fireman has a girlfriend and a wife.
That's crazy.
So
it's meant for you, though.
So obviously,
not all men.
These are not nice men.
That means the ritual did not work.
The
ritual that oregano wasn't it.
No.
Yeah, no.
No.
They added all the wrong recipes.
Maybe
recipe. They
should have just chanted naked. Maybe that would have worked.
Or maybe you got the semen. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. They didn't have the semen, so it didn't work. And then they didn't know what else was in the paper, because she burned it.
Yeah.
Oh. So maybe next time they should try the real.
Follow it step by step.
Follow it step by step and get the right stuff that you need.
And don't burn the instructions.
All right, so we're gonna do some trivia questions and see how well you know the episode. All right, question one: when Ross puts his head down on the table at the restaurant, what gets stuck to it?
A mushroom.
Mushroom.
Two: what might Lorraine get to slather Joey's body?
A chocolate mousse. Three of them, to be exact.
Three: who didn't know Chandler and Janice got together that night?
Who did not know?
Joey? Yeah.
Phoebe.
Oh, Phoebe. Yeah,
she was the only one that wasn't called.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Got one.
Yay.
Okay. Okay, four. Why does Chandler say Joey is a stupid man?
Because he left him the credit card.
What did you say?
That he left his card.
They both said the same thing.
You're right, both of you. How many times has Chandler dumped Janice in the last 5 months?
Two.
Six, who told Phoebe that if someone want to break the bad boyfriend cycle, she can do the cleansing ritual?
Abby?
Her bald-headed friend.
Yeah, her bald friend, Abby.
You just took her answer.
Because I said Abby, but she added the bald head.
Seven, how did Ross know Kristen?
From his
apartment. Yeah, his apartment.
Yeah.
Eight, how did Chandler respond when Janice called him Funny Valentine?
Like annoyed?
Just Janice.
Yeah, just Janice.
Boom.
Nice one.
Nine, what does Lorraine want Joey to order for her while she goes to the bathroom.
Oh, the wine.
A white Zinfandel. That's one of my mom's favorite drinks. Well, it used to be. I don't know anymore. Mom, is it still your favorite drink?
Yes.
No, is that good?
Yeah.
Bring it over I next thing.
Let's see if your mom, let's see if your mom's a true listener.
Ooh, yeah. All right.
Okay. So let's see if she texts you with that answer.
Okay.
If she still likes it.
All right.
Okay.
If she listens, I'll buy you breakfast pancakes.
Next episode, you better mention it to see if she actually
listens. Yeah. Okay. We'll talk about it and see if she actually listens.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. And 10. Chandler orders 2 bottles of the most overpriced champagne and what else? We said this.
That was Rob Royce? Royce?
Yeah. That drink.
The whiskey with the weird wine or something?
You guys, yeah, you're right, but you didn't get the name.
Yeah,
it's Rob Roy. And, you know, I really loved this episode. I really liked it. Mm-hmm. And I think it was really funny. Chandler, once again, was hilarious. And I think Chandler and Janice were great. Like, yeah. I think they made the episode. Mm-hmm. I really, 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 really enjoyed this episode. And I think so far, this is one of my top 5 episodes.
I think I felt more for Roz than anything else.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe because, I don't know, maybe I'm divorced too. Like, the whole starting over and...
So you feel him?
I felt him.
Okay.
I definitely felt him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I could tell this was your episode, your funny episode, because like you were laughing out loud like the time.
Since like from start to finish, it was mm-hmm. funny.
You're gonna see with every episode, I feel like as every episode progresses, like they are becoming more of their character.
Mm-hmm.
They're getting more comfortable. Like, I don't know, it seems like more comfortable. Mm-hmm.
More comfortable.
Like, they're coming out.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it's really good.
Well, this one for sure was.
Yeah, definitely.
I just like one of my favorites. It included all of them. Like, they were just all included.
They all had their thing going.
Well, Phoebe, she's kind of left out. Not really. Like, when she was doing the witchcraft, she was, like, moving her hands and stuff. Yeah. You seen that?
Yeah.
But she was still included. I guess, I feel like when Janice in the hallway.
Oh, yeah.
That was about it. Mm-hmm. And Rose, but for the rest of the episode, she was there.
Yeah, and everybody, how everybody technically is single. And they're going through their own thing together on Valentine's Day. But it's like the girls, they're single and having bad luck. So they're kind of together on that.
Oh, yeah. And only the guys had dates.
And the guys had dates, but not really a relationship either.
Really. Oh, yeah. Right.
And they're going through that where Joey is like, he's trying to get into with this girl. And Chandler is trying to get rid of this other girl.
Yeah.
And Roz is dealing with his thing. So it's...
Yeah. And he was on a date, but then he kind of messed it up.
Yeah.
And
I think that they would have.
And then they never said, because you know how Joey said, we'll see, depending on how that night goes, he might have a date for Valentine's Day. And they never really said if he got the date.
Recapped with that.
He was just there trying to get.
Weird.
He
was just playing Cupid.
Yeah. So Marian found this chart, which I don't know where it came from.
I can't reveal my sources.
Anyway, he found this chart.
It's on Facebook.
Where they
I'm actually part of a group. Friends group.
That's what I am too.
Are you?
So you probably seen it too. Yeah, because Liz told me about it.
I don't want to join because I don't want any spoilers for the other episode. So
they don't really give. It's like memes.
It's more memes. And okay. Stuff.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll join it for that. But I didn't want to join it because I'm like, I don't want any really spoilers. Even though sometimes we get them when we're talking about episodes, other episodes are brought up, and sometimes we get some spoilers. But I'm like, if I join a group that's friends, they might spoil stuff that comes on later on. I really don't want that because I kind of want to see it for myself. But anyway, there's this chart and they rate each episode, and I wish we would have found it before so that we could say what this is rated according to whoever did this.
Yeah.
And so this episode was rated an 8.1, which I'm guessing it's from 1 to 10, 10 being the highest. This one was rated an 8.1. And they have, it's like color coded type of thing. Mm-hmm. So an 8.1 puts it as a great.
Oh, wow.
It's not awesome because that's the highest. It's great. And then after that, it's good, regular, bad, and garbage. Oh. That's how they have them rated. So mm-hmm. this one's at like great. I'm guessing they didn't think it was awesome, but it was just great.
What about the one with the boobies?
Which one was that? The one before?
The last one we did. Yeah.
That one's actually rated 8.5.
Really?
Oh, so it was funnier than this one.
I don't know if it's funnier, but just
better.
Better.
Oh, better.
I don't know.
But I put this one actually.
I feel like higher.
Higher.
Yeah, I like this one.
Because I don't really like shows, like watching shows. But I feel like this episode made me want to watch more of Friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Even if I'm not like doing the podcast.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know.
It makes you want to see more episodes.
Yeah.
I wonder who made that chart. I mean, it was
I wonder how they got the data for it. I don't know. All right. Well, Rosalba, thank you so much for joining us. It was very nice.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Hopefully you could do another episode with us later on. And Nona, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me here.
Mm-hmm. I know, Rosalba, this is your first, but hopefully, you know, there's more coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, being a Friends expert.
Yeah, the expert of the family.
Right.
And I know we keep calling Nona. Her name's Ariana. Thank you for joining us. So this concludes episode 14 of Let's Talk Friends. Our next episode is season 1, episode 15, called The One with the Stoned Guy. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Please remember to follow and rate our podcast. If you have any questions or suggestions, please send us an email at letstalkfriends24@gmail.com. You can also follow us on Instagram at let's_talk_friends24. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
Bye, guys.